Lord Jesus, in your name, we just come and come boldly and come thanking you. And Lord, with a joy unspeakable and full of glory, Lord, thank you again for the quickening of the Holy Ghost in our lives, Lord God, the leading of that one that is that precious encourager, Lord God, of all truth. Lord, the comforter, the spirit of truth. Lord, what a journey it has been. And by your grace, Lord God, we are almost home. But Lord, it's only gaining in joy. Lord God, help us not to look at the myrrh. Help us not to look at the sorrow. Help us not to look at the trials, or we're going to miss it. God, let us just be ready. Knowing your love has already made us ready. It's you that love us, Lord God, and have called us and chosen us, Lord God. Let us know that, Jesus, just as we are. Lord, just to be ready because you're love. Now, thank you for that, Jesus. Thank you, God, for this divine grace where we come and we fully praise you. God, with lifted arms and lifted voices, Lord God, we praise you and we adore you. And we thank you again that we're here at this moment in this time, rejoicing in the truth, Lord God, of loving your appearing. And thank you, Lord, there is an exalted rank of righteousness, a crown that you have given to beloved Paul, and not only to him, but unto all them also that love his appearing. And here we are today. Thank you for your mercy. We give you the praise now and forever. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. We're going to be in 1 Peter today, chapter 4. So thankful for the encouragement of the faithfulness of God in his vessels. How sweet he brings forth this precious word through these vessels of mercy, whether Paul or Peter or James or John, all of these ones. And so different, so unique, but the manifestation of this wonderful grace and mercy, and how perfect each one of these vessels that God chose to bring forth this scripture, let it just thrill you. And how beautiful it truly is, how he shines so beautifully in each one of these different vessels as the word came forth through them. That's you. And thanking the Lord that we are that unique and precious and beautiful to him. That remember, without us, they cannot be made perfect. There's a crowning, praise God. And I thank the Lord, we know it. And it's out here to them that believe, praise God. Let's begin reading from verse 7. Peter says here, but the end of all things is at hand. Be ye therefore sober and watch unto prayer. And I'll tell you what, I thank God. See, that is always the desire of those that are anticipating the coming of the Lord. They believe it's now. It didn't matter if it was 2,000 years ago. Same with the Apostle Paul. They were living that the Lord was coming now. And that's because of love. That's because of knowing the love of Christ. And thanking the Lord that there's this drawing between the two. You talk about magnetic. They're drawn, praise God. And you're thankful because you're looking for him always. As we go on that ride of that camel, just like Rebecca, I'm confident she was looking for him over every hill. From the very first hill. It didn't matter. Is that the hill that I'll see him coming? And praise be to God that the Lord would give us that joy and that wonder. The same that he has today, praise God, in these words his Spirit has given to us. He sits right now at the right hand of the Father. The one thing that he does not know is that time that he will turn to his Son and say, she is ready, go and get your wife. Praise be to God. Isn't that wonderful to think that anticipation, praise God, from the very moment he took the right hand of the Father, he was anticipating that from that very moment. Just like Paul knew that he had just ascended. Well, why wouldn't he just come and get us now? Praise be to God. That's the love. This is the mark. And that's why this word is alive and it's appropriate always. And let it be the quickening of our hearts. This is how you win. This is how you take the place that Christ has given. Ready. Ready. And it's not something that we work up. It's not something that I strive. It's by his grace through faith. It's by hearing the readiness message. It's by hearing this wondrous word. Believing. Believing. Not just letting it be something I go through each week or it's something out of a religious duty. This is our life. This is our calling. Now are we the sons of God. Now are we the sons of God. Now are we the sons of God. Not someday. Now are we the sons of God. I'm not going to be anymore a son of God when I see him face to face that I am right now. His love for me has never changed. It is the same right now. But what I have right now, praise God, is for that growth and that fullness, praise the Lord. Knowing that I'm born of him, knowing that I'm an heir of God, but knowing I was born for one purpose, and that was to grow up into him in all things, to share not just as an heir, but to share jointly, oh my, as a husband and wife together with him. Amen? To be glorified together with him. Brother Ty, I heard him say, Mrs. Jesus. Let me tell you something. The King of Glory has the Queen of Glory. Did you hear that? Because it's his glory. It's his glory. Did you not read about her? And I'm praying, did you not read about, by the grace of God, you descending from heaven, having the glory of God, not in front of the glory of God, not thinking about the glory of God, but having the glory of God and her light. Everybody talks about because they don't know. Oh, I want to be a reflection of him. I don't want to be a reflection of him. I want his light. Lighten me up with sun glory like him. I don't want the glory of the moon. It's beautiful. It's wonderful. But I'll tell you what. I want sun glory. I want that glorified together with him glory. And we have it. And all it takes is faith to receive it. Amen? No one worked for any reward in the Word of God, period. It was all by his grace. All by his grace. All by his grace. And I want to be a vessel to the praise and the glory of his grace. Amen? That's the high water mark of the Word of God. Ephesians, fully purposed in what? Grace. Grace. Be bold in it. Bold. You could never be too bold in the grace of God. Everything about your life, if you want to win him, it's because of the grace of God that's with you. As Paul said, and we thank the Lord for Paul. And they were all talking about what they did for the Lord and all of this. And Paul had to finally say, hey, look, here's what the Lord did in me. And he took that moment because God instructed him. If you think you have a boasting, here you go. But he said, I still count that but dung. All of that but dung. Because it's all about the excellency of the knowledge of him. Of him. Of him. That I would not be found having mine own righteousness, which is of what? What did Paul say? I don't want to have mine own righteousness, which is of what? The law. But Lord, that I would be found only having his righteousness. Only his. Praise God. Let's get to our verse today. but the end of all things is at hand. Be therefore sober and watch unto prayer. And here you go. And above all things, have fervent charity. That means have fervent love, passionate love, overwhelming love, ever-growing love among yourselves. For love shall cover the multitude of sins. Isn't that amazing? Peter's saying the Lord's coming. We're at the end. Be sober, watch into prayer. But over everything, everything, the only thing, have fervent love toward one another. And because it shall cover the multitude of sin. Now Christ died once and for all for us on the cross. Amen. He did that. And he covered, praise God, I'll tell you what, where sin abounded, his grace much more abounded. That love that covered it. But that power of that love, brothers and sisters, it didn't just end there. It wasn't just there. That was just the beginning for us. And it wasn't power not just for us, but it was the power of love to live in us, abide in us, reign in us, and be alive in us. I think about the warning that Brother Hill gave over and over. When this divine love leaves a meeting, when the Spirit leaves a meeting, they grow cold and they dry up and it's gone. God forbid that it ever be this place. And I commend you, brethren, I'll tell you what, love is abounding. But that's not the benchmark. The benchmark is more and more. More and more. Amen. But see, the Lord really had my heart thinking on this and dwelling on this for the past weeks. Why this fervent love towards one another? But then to add on to there, because his love covers a multitude of sin. And oh, how he really hit my heart. It was especially in regards to something that I hear so often and you hear so often from others and even yourself. And I'll give you the phrase, I need to forgive him. I need to forgive her. Well, did we not just read our answer? Did we not just read, here's how it is? And did we not just read, we didn't read, it's not by you forgiving, it's I need to love. I need to love. See, that love of Christ brings all of that forgiveness like a river. Somehow I want to carry something and thinking I'm going to do this and I'm going to figure out and I've got to lay it back and I've got to get closure. You need to get it's finished. And the great love wherewith we are loved. You got any love in your life? That's that love. Because there be no other love but the love of God. And I read right here that the love that we got covers a multitude of sin. Amen. That's why there's growth in this place. I pray God use me for anything but to encourage us to love one another more. It comes from the grace of God. It comes from the grace of God. And I thank the Lord that it's truth in love. Amen? And I thank God that, you know what? We're growing up in this word and we know this word. But just knowing truth and just being able to recite truth and just knowing the bridal doctrine in truth. Without love, it profits nothing. Nothing. I've been in this, and I thank God for it a long time. And I'm not comparing and I'm not judging. But I was around a lot of people that knew a lot of scripture. And a few that knew scripture probably like I'll never know it. But they had no love. Zero. No one would ever inquire about a hope that lied within them because they were too busy looking at others, thinking what they didn't know. By the grace of God, I want to win you with love. Love will draw you into that wondrous word. Love will cause you to go into there and thinking, I don't want to go in there with my mind. I want to go in there with my heart. I want to go in there and I want to feed with the lover of my soul. And we don't have much time. And you're beautiful to him. And we're beautiful to one another. It's all because love covers. That means that it blankets. It hides it. What's hidden you don't see. How over and over the love of Christ has saved me. How he's caused my eyes to not want to look at the things I wanted to look at. An idol of hurt that would draw me back time and time again. About how I was done wrong. Even an idol of hurt, how I did somebody wrong. That love covers yours and your brother's sin. I'm so thankful the Lord brought me to a place I finally realized his love is blind to this stuff. You don't see this beauty because you're not blind to it. Do you understand what I'm saying? You're still pecking like turkeys. You're still comparing yourselves amongst yourself. I appreciated what Brother Ty said. The Lord is what and who gives to the church. And he gives perfectly. I'm settled. I pray that we always just settle with him. We can have a difference of opinion. That difference of opinion will keep you from God's best. And it will. I'm not telling you to go along with me. I'd be pointing to the wrong person. We're with him. And I'll tell you one thing. I know God loves you divinely. And I'll tell you one thing, he'll always supply every need. He's forever faithful. He'll meet you with the faith that he knows that you'll meet him with. He won't deprive you. He won't. He'll never forsake you. I appreciated the confidence that Brother Hill had in him for years. As Brother Hill grew older, I would hear. I thank God he kept me from thinking through that kind of stuff. But it's natural for people, but we're God's people. We're God's people. Brother Hill, who's going to secede you? Brother Hill, who's going to be this? He said, well, if God told me, I'd let you know. Well, I can tell you, without any doubt and with truth, God didn't let him know. And that's the truth. You can hear all the stories you want to hear. Brother Hill was home with Jesus at the time the Lord had encouraged my heart that he had anointed me to be your pastor. And that's the truth. God's got us. And he's got us for one thing and one purpose. I believe that this is a representation of and will be part of that Church of Philadelphia. I do. There's a trumpet ready to sound. Are you ready? That what you're living for? I mean, really, is that what you're living for? Or is this just something we come in here and feel good about? I mean, are you really living for it? I want to hear him. I want to hear that trumpet blast. I want to hear my Lord call me. And I want to see you receive your crown. I want to see his face as he weeps and touches you and holds you. Highly esteems the one, praise God, that he saw come after him. Sought him through the city, sought him through the beating, sought him through the naysayers. All the ones that thought you're an idiot and stupid and not good enough. Oh, you're going that way. Oh, yeah, I am going that way. By the grace of God, there ain't going to be anything that stops me going that way. They'll call you arrogant. They'll call you know-it-all. Well, I'll tell you what. A child does not understand great faith. And great faith only comes one way, and that's by the grace of God. And that great faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And that great faith to win him his bridegroom comes by one hearing, and that's by hearing Paul's gospel. Period. Period. It won't come any other way. You can't know something you don't hear. The word of God tells you, you must hear it, you must be taught it, or you would not know it. Amen? This isn't something that was of man, this is of God. And it was given to one, a chosen vessel unto him, the chief of sinner, the apostle Paul. And Paul said, it was given to me for you, for your sake. And it was a message that was hidden from the sons of men and from the prophets. And it's the message of the exceeding riches, the exceeding riches. His inheritance that's right in here, right there, right in you. But you'll never know that, sitting on all that treasure. If he didn't know it was there, it's just squandered. But oh, when you know it's there. I'm rich in my Savior, as rich as can be. Oh my! All right now. Think of John 3:16. God so loved, didn't he? That's how it all started. Because God is love. God is love. And God so loved. Is love so loved? Hallelujah. And he so loved, he gave us his only begotten son. So we know that love is the catalyst of all the power from God. There's no doubt. Love caused God to give us everything. He gave us everything. There wasn't anything withheld. When he gave us his son, he gave us everything. And by giving us his son, he gave us the forgiveness of sin right there. And it was all because of his lovely son Jesus that brought all the love, that brought all the forgiveness. Love did it. And love does it. And love does this in everything for us, brothers and sisters. Everything. I want you to think about what love does in the Word of God. The Word of God says faith worketh by love. How did you first receive Jesus as your Savior? Because you knew God loved you. He gave you Jesus. Jesus died for your sin. You didn't receive it because you said, well, I deserved that, Jesus. No, that's not how you received him. You know you didn't deserve it. You know you didn't earn it. You knew it was the absolute mercy of the Lord. Amen? And that's how it starts. He that is rich in mercy. Mercy brings all the riches. Matter of fact, his vessels of mercy, he bestows the riches of his glory on. So the realization that you're nothing but a vessel of mercy, I'll tell you what, you just might be wearing the crown of glory with him. Isn't that marvelous? The exact extreme opposite of what we deserve. Just figure it out. Hallelujah. By the Holy Ghost shedding that love right abroad in your heart. Amen. So, love caused God to do it. Love did it. Love does everything. And faith works by love. You'll never believe God for things unless you believe he loves you. You can't. That's why most of God's precious people stay children. They believe that he's their father. They believe that God can love me as his child. God can love me as his son. But somehow, some way, Jesus can't love me as his beloved wife, as his spouse. How sad that is. How sad that is. There's a whole purpose for the Holy Ghost. The whole purpose. If we were just to be children of God, just children, babies, it was done right there at the cross. Right there, that was it. There would be no more. But there was more. Amen. He wanted a people for his name's sake. He wanted a wife. He wanted that one that would share his glory with him. Be glorified together with him. Amen. You know it. That's what this is about. This is the time that we live. God has graced us to be in this time. I thank the Lord for all of those beautiful, wonderful experiences that I know my family of God had walking across dry ground, across that Red Sea. Amen? Watching those walls fall at Battle of Jericho. Praise God. Watching all of those wondrous miracles, the bones coming to life. Watching old Pharaoh and his army just getting covered up with water. Water jumping up from a rock. Manna from heaven every day. But you know, they got tired of that, didn't they? See, if you're not really looking for the Lord and his word and all of that, all those miracles, it becomes that proverbial, what can you do for me today, God? I'd rather go to him and say, oh, Lord, what are you going to show me today? Praise the Lord. Faith works by love. If we ever even have a testimony, remember it's his. I think people idolize, oh, my testimony, my testimony. Grow up. Quit looking at yourself. Start seeing it's Christ in you, the hope of glory. If there's any testimony in it, praise God, we know it's love. The Word of God tells us it's truth in love that we grow up into him in all things. Amen? Praise the Lord. And I thank God. I do, and I commend our teachers here. You're growing up in love. I'm looking at you, Ty. It's a work of the grace of God. You throw that stoic stuff in the trash. Thinking I need to look a certain way. That ain't it. Need people to see me this way or that, and you better knock that stuff off. They knew they were Christians because they loved one another. They loved one another. And he's coming. And I'm reading about the one thing today with us, amen, that we better have fervent love toward one another, and it better abound more and more till we see him. We better be after this love. Amen. Now, it's the saints that are in first love, amen, first love, that win the crown and ascend into him, the first fruits that go at the first trump. It's the saints that love his appearing that will win the same exalted rank of righteousness crown with the Apostle Paul. See, I don't want to be one of those guys asking Jesus, who's going to get the most in heaven? Who's going to get the most in heaven? Well, you know what? The one that got forgiven the most. Wow, that just shocked them. What? That woman raised her hand. I'm confident. It's me. It's me. Is that you? Don't just look at her. Let that be me. Now, do we see that it's all love? And why not again? Because God is love. And we that will grow up fully into him in all things, will be just like him in love. In love. Absolutely. Why do you think it's the Church of Philadelphia? That's the church, that means brotherly love. The Philippian saints, horses that ran to win. The church at Ephesus, those that are fully purposed in love. All of Paul's epistles, that's all about the first love. That there wasn't another love. It wasn't that there was something that was more important. The Song of Solomon, that was those wonderful virgins, and they were beautiful. The daughters of Jerusalem. But they weren't as passionate, they weren't as fervent in that first love as the Shulamite. And that's why that virtuous woman in Proverbs 31, many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excels them all. That king said to Esther, my love for you, honey, exceeds all the other women. They're beautiful, they're in the palace, but it's you. It's you. Now, you think what love is ready to do in our lives, brothers and sisters, when someone has hurt us or wronged us. If we will let love reign, love reign, love reign, love reign, it covers the multitude of transgressions. It doesn't matter what's been done unto you or you did to somebody else. And I think of the examples, and we have such examples in this wonderful word, and I call them the lovers in the Word of God. Ones that jump out on the page. How about Joseph with his brothers? Could you imagine having your family sell you into slavery? Huh? Your own family. Lying to your dad that you're dead. Because they were jealous of you. Because he told them the word of God. Do you know that? Don't just say, hey, well, Joseph told him a dream. Joseph told him the word of God. Joseph told him the word of God. And you know one thing about the word of God? It's true. Joseph told him, he said, man, I had a dream and all these sheaves are around me and they're bowing down to me. And then dad had to give me a coat. That really caught him. You know? But they didn't want to hear the word of God, did they? And they really hated Joseph without a cause. Joseph was just giving them truth. But praise be to God, even beside all of that horror that was done to him by his brothers, he loved. He wept when he saw them. He didn't desire to have them hung. They deserved it. But he loved them. They were his brethren. They had returned. They had returned. And he prayed for them always. Brothers and sisters, when brethren return, you want to rule and reign like Joseph? We got the coat here, don't we? And the ring. Feast. Did you smell the cooking? God, always help us to be that church. Now, I ask you to think about old Abraham. And there was Lot. You know, and Abraham loved him. Really did. Encouraged him in the truth and all these things. Lot just couldn't help but being bad. He just kept refusing the truth at every turn. But you know, Abraham loved him. They had to whittle that down. Lord, if there's just five, six, will you We just save them. Yeah, just one. And he would. But my, oh my. Then you think of the Apostle Paul. Think about that burden that was on his heart for his brethren. His treasure that we know, and we know that burden. Because we have this same crown gospel. And when you love it for people to have. And especially those that share in it. We share in this. And you know, but for the grace of God, any of us could. But when ones turn away from it, it hurts. It hurts. The enemy wants it to be offensive. And we're people, and you know what I'm saying. The Lord wants us to love. And we have to abound in love, don't we? And abound in, and only his love abounds like that. See, he has the love that's on the cross that says, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they do. You have that life in you, though. You really do. Now, we finally just cut it right over to David. How about his love for Saul, a brother in the Lord, turned on him and hated him. David, who did everything for him. David loved Saul with dumb love. You mean you want me to marry your daughter, Michael? Do you know that story? Saul's thoughts were, yeah, well, you go get these Philistine foreskins, son, and I'll give them to you. All he was trying to do was kill David. But David loved. It was an honor. And in all of the spear throwing and all of that hatred, the love of God reigned in David. The man after God's own heart. Does this mean something to us? And then finally, I think about his son Absalom. His beautiful son. Who turned on him, wanted his dad dead. When your own family turns on you, your most beloved, who you would give the kingdom. And yet he ceased not to love his son. And when he knew his son had died, how he wept. Above all things, have fervent prayer. Have fervent charity among yourselves. For charity shall cover the multitude of sins. I testify to you, saints, I can't get over what God has done in my life. What he's caused my life to forgive and not see anymore. And I'm not just talking about you. I'm talking about me too. Remember, it says it covers. I know he took my sin away. But notice what he's saying here. It covers. Amen. We might know something's there. But I don't want to see it. I want to be like those two sons of Noah. Dad's a little off. Dad's just a little off. My son back there remembered when Daddy was a little off. And I thank God that love covers a multitude. Sin. Let's pray.
Just forgive him with me. Amen. And let my love do it.
Father, we thank you and praise you. So wonderful, Lord God, of what your love has won for us. Your precious blood paid it all. And now, here we are, the sons of glory. And thank you, Lord, for this encouragement. Thank you, God, that this word always gives us hope. That we abound in hope by the power of the Holy Ghost. Because of the love that you have so freely given to be shed abroad in our hearts. Help us to just go forward, Lord. Believing, asking, and truly asking. When we don't ask, we don't receive. We don't ask, we don't have. But Lord, I boldly ask for myself and for my brethren today. Oh God, what a beautiful love feast this has been. But Lord, only let it abound more and 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 more toward one another till we see your face. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.